The Senate Judiciary Committee continued its questioning of Judge Amy Coney Barrett today. The panel could vote as early as tomorrow on whether to move her nomination closer to confirmation to the Supreme Court. With Republicans in the majority, she is all but guaranteed to make it to a vote by the full Senate.
Despite, or perhaps because of, this near certainty, partisan tempers flared in the committee room, with Republicans calling out Democrats for tying the nomination to the election, and Democrats expressing anger at the speed with which Barrett will likely be seated.
Unfortunately, that is the cloud, the orange cloud over your nomination.
Democrat strategy continues to be to use scare tactics, distortions, and speculation.
I just find it hard to understand that you were not aware of the president's statements.
There's chair after chair after chair that is empty. The Democratic senators are no longer even attending. I assume they'll show up for their time.
Like yesterday, Barrett refused to answer any questions about cases that may one day appear before the Supreme Court, and she repeated her position on judicial activism, saying that laws are meant to be made by the legislative branch.
Since I can't impose the law of Amy, that would be up to the Congress to decide.
Well, joining us now for more on all of this is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Hey, Nina.
Hi there, Elsa.
So we heard more than 10 hours of testimony from Judge Barrett yesterday. What struck you as different today?